Howie Carr, a Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie Carr is a columnist for the Boston Herald as well as a radio talk show host who has been a thorn in the side of Whitey Bulger and his gang for 20 years.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paper boy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from sunny Florida,
Mar-a-Lago,
it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. So the books are in-house, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. And we shipped out about 800 last night. And today, I think we probably doubled that and still going hard at it and pushing them all out. We'll have them all out by Saturday at the latest, the ones that have been ordered. And thank you very much to everyone who ordered Mass Corruption. And we're waiting for Amazon to put it up. We've done what we need on our end, and we're just waiting on Amazon now. I don't know what the delay is. We gave them the ISBN number. We gave them the front and back cover. They've done business with us before. They've made thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars with us on earlier books. But I don't know. I just feel like I'm back in Biden days, and you know, getting subpoenas at the front door and having to pay for lawfare lawyers and getting thrown off YouTube and Twitter. I don't know what I thought we were in. I thought Americans were in charge again, but we're just getting delayed. But we'll be up probably by the weekend. If you like to order on Amazon, you could just got a couple days wait. But you can order it at HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, and click on store. And thanks to all the staff, my staff at Howie Carr Radio Network, including Jared, Taylor, and Maureen. They all put in extra hours. They came in early today to pack them up. And again, we're moving out over probably 1,200, 1,300, 1,400 this afternoon. And especially thank you to Chloe, our digital manager, and she's been managing all the shipments. And this is a huge undertaking. And she also has to deal with the cheap bastard deals like Jersey Mike's. And we really appreciate it. And also thanks to Justin from Boyle's Auto Body in Arlington. And he's been a big help too, picking them up. And just thanks to everybody who's been involved in this. And I think the book's looking really good. Patrice from Arlington she's one of the first ones who got the book this morning. She said, the new book arrived in today's mail. It looks excellent. And what little I just read seems excellent too. No surprise that. Glad you have an index. Yeah, again, it had to have an index. It's extra money, but it's always frustrating when you got a book, a factual book, a nonfiction book, and it doesn't have an index. Hope it does great for you. I think it's going to, Patrice, and thanks, and I'm glad you liked it. 844-500-4242. So we're going to keep talking. It's the day before Halloween, obviously, Halloween Eve. And we have Dr. Matt will be with us in the final hour of the show today. I'll answer your question about dogs and cats. We're going to talk a little bit about the Boston City Council at large race. So we're going to have one of the candidates on. The Americans are outnumbered on the normal Americans are outnumbered on the Boston City Council. Obviously, it would be nice to have one or two more of us on the council as opposed to them on the council. And we're going to be talking to one of the candidates later on today. But I think we'll start. A lot of people are still trying to figure out more about this guy, Lamar Cook, L-A, capital M-A-R, Cook.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
The deputy director of Mara Healey's Western Mass office. Not a job, you know, with a lot of heavy lifting. And the woman who runs it is a blow-in from Scranton, PA. I don't know if she knew Joe Biden or not. She's a lot younger. But she takes part in the gay games and has an adopted daughter named Zing. So I think she's safe. I think she's safe. Although Mara did get rid of Monica Tibbetts' nut last week. But this woman, Kristen, whatever her name is, I haven't got it in front of me. She's not involved in this. But, you know, the thing is, if you have 50 pounds of cocaine, you could sometimes say, I just had it for social use. I just had this, you know, I just had a little bag, a dime bag in my my sock or something like that. There's none of this. There is none of this. 50 pounds he had.
225 grams of that was packaged back up. There was a controlled delivery done to the governor's office.
To the governor's. And again, that's the assistant district attorney in Hampden County saying that. That's not some MAGA deplorable saying that. That's not a Republican saying that. I don't know what she is, but she's an appointee of a Democrat district attorney. Not one of the crazier ones, but still a Democrat. And she's calling it the governor's office. It's not a state office. It's the cocaine was delivered to the governor's office. Okay? That's pretty serious. Made the New York Post yesterday. Made some of the more conservative websites. I think it made Fox News. It's pretty serious stuff, you know. Even though, I mean, I'm sure, you know, it's just a DEI hire, working for another DEI hire who goes to the gay games and has an adopted daughter named Zing. But you know, they're still on the payroll, and they're in the governor's office. And so today, Mara Healey. We'll get to the whole snap thing. I mean, you talk about Marie Antoinette. She's really pulling the Marie Antoinette. They all are. All the Democrats are pulling Marie Antoinette at the State House. Let them eat cake. Let them eat crumbs from cake. But we'll get to that. First of all, Mara Healey today was finally asked by regime-controlled media in Boston, you know, if she has any regrets, shall we say, about hiring Allah, capital M-A-R, Lamar Cook, as her deputy director for $115,668 a year, cut 18.
That individual underwent a complete background check. He's been terminated. He was immediately terminated. And that's all I can say right now. As you know, it's subject to a criminal investigation, so I can't comment further. No changes at all. We have an extensive background process.
It's as extensive a background process as they have for vetting all the illegal alien Haitians in the foreign freeloader flop houses. Remember that? Well, I told them to institute a Cori check. You know, like they have a lot of Cori checks in Port-au-Prince. What if you cannibalize somebody, or you eat a cat, or you set up a voodoo shrine, you're going to end up on a Cori list? I don't think so. So now she's I guess Lamar Cook went through the same kind of extensive background check that all the Haitian rapists who are now imprisoned went through when they came into the state to go on their lifetime vacations. You know, I was just thinking about he has a record in small claims court in Springfield. He's basically a deadbeat. I mean, you know, that, I guess, you know, being in small claims court isn't automatically disqualifying, but it should raise, if not a red flag, perhaps a yellow flag that, you know, maybe he's not as successful a mogul in the hospitality industry as he claims to be if he's being dragged into a small claims court on a fairly regular basis, and he's defaulting and just not showing up and getting judgments against him. You know, I mean, anyone who's a small businessman knows about going into small claims court. I mean, you just, they, after a while, the people that are running the court, they get to know certain deadbeats. And it looks like Lamar Cook was one of them. And of course, then he got a big Juneteenth award too. That's another yellow flag at least, you know, just like being one of the 100 most influential Bostonians means that the next accolade coming your way is going to be a target letter from the grand jury. Is Monica Cannon Grant still a hero among us as far as the Boston Celtics are concerned, by the way? 781, I called the governor's office yesterday and asked if they had any cocaine because I was out and my dealer isn't around. They hung up on me. I haven't done any of that since. I used to call Leah Gendoso's bar and say, hey, can you have Leah give me a call? I need some weed. She's my weed supplier. And I actually put that in the book. I used to do that. She
Stay
was so
off the weed.
She put it in her book that I used to call her and bug her at her bar, asking if I could get her some weed, if she could get me some weed. 844-500-4242. You got to have some fun, though, right? I mean, you know, it's otherwise you'd go crazy thinking that you're paying the salaries for all these frauds and drug kingpins and participants in the gay games, etc., etc., etc. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. BYRNA.com/Howie, BYRNA.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is how many of the big three races next week in New York City, New Jersey, and Virginia will the GOP or Cuomo win? All three, two, one, or zero?
I almost worded it as will the GOP win, and then I realized, wait a second, Cuomo is still a Democrat. So that's why I changed it. I'm going to say one. I'm going to say they're going to win in New Jersey.
27% of the audience believes they will win one. 39% believe they will win two, that is in the lead. 22% think they'll win all three, and 13% say zero.
All right. 844. I can't believe that Spanberger is ahead still of Winsome Sears in Virginia. Winsome Sears seems like a really good person, and Spanberger is just the worst. And then her lieutenant governor candidate, they run on separate lines, but she's like an Islamist. She's like another Mamdani, and she'll be the front runner for the Virginia governorship in 4 years because they're term limited with one. Gotta knock these people out, you know. Kill the serpent in its egg as in its shell, as the bard used to say. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, how you doing there, Howie?
Good.
Hey, how about if we call Haley and her handyman, you know, what they are? They're killers. It's not cocaine. It's carfentanil. And it's pure poison. They're genociding our children. And it's not funny. Is anyone tired of these killers yet?
No, I think Trump did a great job by making a very important part of his agenda with the Chinese yesterday, the cutting off the supply of fentanyl. You're absolutely right, and there's another story in the New York Post. It's the lead story right now. Five arrested in OD deaths of Robert De Niro's grandson, Blondie co-founder's daughter, in massive pill bust. And this is the group, they were just arrested today. The group were part of a criminal network that sold thousands of counterfeit prescription pills to teens and young adults across New York City. I mean, this is terrible what's been going on. I mean, they counterfeit these pills. They make them the same color as, you know, Vicodin or OxyContin. And you think you're getting just some pills that Granny got at the CVS or Walgreens, and they're really fentanyl, and they're just killing people, some of whom were just teenagers. I mean, no one should die, and no one should be taking these pills. But you don't think you're going to die. I mean, they're bad. They're opioids, but fentanyl is deadlier than heroin. You're right. I mean, these are bad drugs. And this guy, I mean, I don't know how much fentanyl he had in this cocaine, but 50 pounds. I think you could assume it's not 100% pure. And again, he's a big, if these allegations are correct, he's a big time dealer, a real big time dealer. And again, being deputy director of the governor's regional office in Springfield, it's not like he was busting his hump. He had plenty of time to make the phone calls and set up the deals. And we all know it. And they're not kidding anybody. And she calls him this individual. And they have vetting process. What vetting processes do they have? 844-500-4242. You know, he attended some class. He didn't have a degree, but he attended a class at Florida Atlantic, which is in Boca Raton. Well, I used to, when I was working out of the Newsmax offices, that's the big university in Boca, Florida Atlantic. It's not a bad place. And you know, he got his credentials in the hospitality industry. 844-500-4242. You know, it used to be that the Democrats would come up with a new thing to be a new word that would drive them crazy every week about Donald Trump. You know, whether it was the Logan Act or emoluments or faithless electors back in the old days, or egg prices or gas prices or the Epstein files. Now it changes not on a weekly basis, but on a daily basis. I'm so old that I can remember, like, on Monday, the big thing they were concerned about was the ballroom. Remember that? The ballroom was driving them crazy. Now, the ballroom, that's fading into the rearview mirror. The big thing now is weaponizing hunger. Weaponizing hunger. Chuck Schumer, take it away. Cut one.
So Trump is weaponizing hunger?
Okay, I didn't quite catch that. Hakeem Jeffries, what is Trump doing? Cut
the two. Administration is clearly trying to weaponize hunger.
this is today's example of projection. They refuse to vote for a clean continuing resolution. The Republicans vote to not weaponize hunger. The Democrats vote to weaponize hunger because, as Catherine Clark and Sheldon Whiteman or White House put it, this is the only leverage they have. And so they accuse the White House, the Republicans, of doing exactly what they do. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
You know, someone says, 781 says, isn't Lamar Cook the exact reason why legal gun owners need to protect themselves from those who own illegal guns? Yeah, I don't think that's gotten enough attention, actually. That this is a guy who works in the administration of the governor who signed the most draconian, unconstitutional state gun laws in American history a couple of years ago. And it's now going to be a referendum question on the ballot next year. And he's one of her top people, at least, you know, theoretically. And he's walking around with an illegal gun. He's selling cocaine. So he's a drug kingpin with an illegal gun. And by the way, he has no license, no driver's license. He's in his 30s, and he's apparently never had a driver's license. How does that work? It's not like he's an illegal alien. He's an American citizen, and he never bothered to get a license? Are you kidding? So he remains behind bars, and he's got a dangerousness hearing scheduled for Halloween, trick-or-treat. Prosecutors demand that $50,000 bond. The judge set bail at $25,000, potentially revisable. He pleads not guilty. Of course, that's what you always do. Held without right to bail pending the dangerousness hearing. He's being detained at the Hampton County House of Correction, run by Sheriff, Cochi, who was arrested for drunk driving outside the casino last year. And one of the jail guards was Freddie Goes, who later became a mafia hitman and is now doing life for killing Whitey Bulger at the prison in West Virginia. Welcome to the world of corrections. Lamar. 844-500-4242. 844. Looks like most SNAP recipients won the war on hunger. Well, I think Rajin Bird certainly did. 5'4", 211 pounds. I thought this was a joke last night when Adam Carolla said it on the air. Cut five.
You know, I was reading that SNAP's going to run out, you know, and 40 million people are going to go.
40 million.
40 million. Okay, listen to me, everybody. This whole thing of like 40 million people are going to go hungry. First off, those 40 million people average an extra 40 pounds on them over the average working American. If you took the average person that's on SNAP getting free food and the average person that gets no free food from the government, the average female who gets no free food from the government is 146 pounds. The average SNAP recipient is 211 pounds. So
this
is it
our
a
case
food?
Point. This is our case
I know. Is our, first off, we talk about going hungry. Nobody could benefit from a nice fast more than the SNAP recipient.
So I hear that this morning. I'm just making my rounds on the internet. And I said, that's funny, Adam, 211 pounds for the average SNAP recipient. And then I opened my emails and I have the request that I made yesterday to the chief of police in West Bridgewater, Chief Nixon. I said, I want the arrest report on the Gimme Girls, the Bird Sisters, the Jailbirds. I hope they're Jailbirds. Ray Jane Jasmine Bird. Height, 5'4", weight, 211 pounds. Once again, truth is stranger than fiction. The exact weight that Adam Carolla cited last night on his show. It's right here in the arrest report. And I tweeted out the arrest report, by the way, if you want to read it. It's pretty humorous. I'm going to read it as we go through the show today. But woman, Ray Jane Jasmine Bird, 5'4", 211 pounds. She has three tattoos. Tattoo on her right arm, a quote and a cross, because she's very religious. Tattoo on her neck, Jasmine. That's her middle name, Jasmine. And my favorite of Ray Jane's tattoos on her left hand, elephants. Seems only appropriate that 5'4", 211 pounds would have. She wouldn't have a gazelle or a fleet rabbit. It would have to be an elephant, unless there was a rhinoceros, maybe, or a hippopotamus.
You know, it's amazing. I mentioned food stamps, and that guy who's seriously overweight went crazy.
That was one of the great moments of the 2016 campaign at the arena in Worcester. Trump was speaking, and this guy, he mentioned food, exactly as he said, he mentioned food stamps, and the guy went crazy, and they had to drag him out. And everybody's watching him being dragged out of the arena, this fat guy, and nobody says anything. And then after he's gone, Trump says exactly what everybody else has been thinking, which is he was quiet until Trump started talking about food stamps. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie, Brian from Maine. Yeah, sounds like Lamar should take his hospitality degree and open his own chain. Call it the blow-in suites. You
know? Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, he's quite qualified. And I'm glad that the governor is satisfied with her vetting system, you know, that they would let this guy on. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. And then we have her sister. Her sister is named Olivia. And Olivia's fairly svelte compared to, she's older and she's svelte, 37. She lives in Quincy. Ray Jane lives in Hyde Park, Boston. So Olivia is 5'1", 130 pounds. But she has five tattoos. She has a tattoo on her neck for Olivia, in case she forgets her name. But I was just thinking about that. It's kind of hard to see your name. It's kind of hard to see what what's written on your neck, isn't it? Even if you have eyes in the back of your head, it would be tough to see. So she's got a tattoo on her neck of her first name, a tattoo on her neck of a heart, a tattoo on her right shoulder of a flower, a tattoo on her right hand of dice and a butterfly. Oh, I like that one. Dice and a butterfly. And a tattoo on her left arm of Army I or Army One. I don't know what that means. I love it when they list the tattoos. That's in one of my earlier books, Plug Uglies. I got a list of all the Boston gang war victims from the 1960s. They all had great tattoos. The best one was Punchy McLaughlin, who was shot by Stevie Flemmi and Frank Salimi at the West Roxbury bus turnaround in 65. He had a tattoo on one of his forearms. It was a mermaid smoking a cigarette. You don't see too many mermaids smoking cigarettes anymore on tattoos. 508, maybe the elephant means she's GOP. I kind of don't think so. I'm 5'4", says 617, and would have to guess that the Jasmine Bird chick doesn't eat like a bird. No, she does not. No, not neither of them eat like a bird. 508, Howie, I'm surprised the bird ladies from West Bridgewater Market Basket didn't have a bag full of ring-dings and ho-hos. Shocker, there were no salads. Yeah, it's just what you would think. Let me read you some of the highlights of the information. Well, we can take another call here. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, Howie?
Good.
Good. A couple years ago, I used to work in a supermarket, and I used to hear that you could buy lobsters on your food. On your food card, the snap,
right?
As long as they weren't cooked.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. It just said in this police report, it just said that it was lobster meat. But they weren't buying it anyway. They were allegedly trying to steal it. Yeah, I think that's right. I got a list of some of the items that you can buy with food stamps. It's pretty damn outrageous. Let's see here. I'm seeing if I can get it in my stack of stuff before. Oh, here we go. Okay, this is from the Daily Caller. A quick search of EBT-eligible food on Amazon returns a pantry of non-essential items. Red Bull energy drinks. Raw, premium, unpasteurized Manuka honey. Organic ground coffee containing some amount of lion's mane mushroom. Why the hell would you want lion's mane mushroom in your coffee? Well, who am I to say why you would want that? The larger question is, why are you and I, the taxpayers, having to provide for somebody else's organic ground coffee containing some amount of lion's mane mushroom? How about this one? This is really a good use of taxpayer dollars. Oreo sticks and cream. That's spelled C-R-E-M-A. A product which contains no actual cream. Let's say, you know how you know it contains no actual cream is when they spell it C-R-E-M-E. You can also buy with your EBT card 2.2 pounds of Nutella hazelnut spread and enormous bags of Halloween candy. Good Lord. Walmart captures nearly a quarter of the money spent through the SNAP program on consumer packaged goods and general merchandise.
We're going to Walmart.
That's interesting to know because, you know, as we know from listening to these lamentations about the food stamps being cut off on Saturday morning, the most of the gimme girls are always saying that they're going to loot Walmart. They never, I mean, they mention other stores, but Walmart gets the lion's share of threats.
Run to Walmart, I'm about to do my thing.
She's going to do her thing at Walmart. Not her thing, her thang. Oh, Lord. 844-500-4242. Households receiving SNAP benefits, quote, are skewing higher income, with 23% of SNAP households bringing in $80,000 or more per year. I would, you know what? I'm going to go out on a, there's no way to prove it, but I'm going to bet that Lamar Cook had food stamps. I would just bet that. 844-500-4242. Could Ray Jane's mother be reached for comment before they died? Could the mother be
reached?
He's
a good boy, a very good boy.
Yeah, she misgendered him, but you know, she was on her way out when she said that, so you can understand her confusion. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. 781, a good one from Newsmax last night said that 40% of all Coca-Cola sales are made with food stamps. That does not surprise me.
I'm shocked.
Another person says, okay, I understand letting them have a few goodies here and there, but come on, Nutella and cream? And cream which doesn't contain any real cream, nor does it contain any nutrition? I know. And the worst thing of all is they eat this crap and then they get sick and they're not working. They have none of their own health insurance. So you and I are picking up the Medicaid, the Mass Health, whatever you want to call it, or the Medicare. We're paying, or if they have a stroke and go to the emergency room and they have no health insurance, we're picking up the tab for all the fact that they get sick from eating all this crap food. And again, if you want to have a job and pay for your own crap food and get diabetes or have a stroke or a heart attack, that's on you. But just don't ask me to pick up the tab. That's all I ask. It's a free country. Do what you want. Just don't hit me with the tab. I shouldn't have to pay for it. 508, would you clip a coffee that had mushrooms included? Of course I would. But I would go up to the Breakers and I would say, I'll have my daily free cup of black coffee, please. Hold the mushrooms. That's what I would say. Bonnie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Hey, Howie. Hi, we're calling up here from down east Maine. We are from Connecticut. Unfortunately, at one point, I did have to use SNAP when I lost my job.
Yeah.
I was in Connecticut, and I was shocked to find I could not buy a cooked chicken at BJ's, but I could buy cases of Red Bull and other energy drinks. So it was a little help. I did not buy those, but the people in front of me were loaded with the cart. So that's all I wanted to say. It was a leg up when I needed it. I'm glad I don't need it anymore. Thank you.
No, I mean, that's what it, but Bonnie, that's what it's there for. It's not there to be, you know, a, a crutch for generations upon generations. And you know, when it gets cut off by the Democrats, you go on TikTok and threaten to burn down the Walmart or the Market Basket. I mean, it's just supposed to be there as something that you use, like you used to use church charities, like there was a food pantry or something. And how about the Mara Healy says, I'm going to come up with $4 million for food pantries. Are you kidding me? $4 million? She had $4 billion, give or take. Probably take a few more than $4 billion for illegal aliens. $4 billion. She's sitting on more than $8.5 billion in the rainy day fund. And she says she can't backfill a month's worth of food stamp, SNAP, which she doesn't even know how much it is. Sometimes she says it's $240 million. Sometimes she says it's $210 million. She doesn't know. She has no idea what's going on. And so now she's dragged kicking and screaming to say she can give $4 million. This is a woman who, as a caller pointed out yesterday, she had no problems with planning to walk away from $900 million that a company called Global Partners was willing to pay above what the Democrat fat cats were for the control of the turnpike service plazas for 30 years. She was going to walk. She was going to take $600 million when she could have gotten $1.5 billion. It was eventually blown up. The deal was blown up and it's going to be redone. But she has no problems giving out money to Democrat fat cats, connected lobbyists, given $115,000 salaries to big-time cocaine dealers, $4 billion for foreign freeloaders from Haiti, $4 million bucks for Massachusetts residents. I'm Howie Carr.